Blog Talk Radio. Hey girls, and what up dudes, this is your girl Princess with a special show on Truth Heals Hurt Radio. Yes, tonight is a special night because tomorrow is a special day. That's right, tomorrow you get to purchase a book called Single Mama Dating Drama that's been written by me and some of my sister scribes. So I wanted to share a few of the stories with you so you can get involved and get to know what it is that you're spending your money on. Like, it's a really good book. So tonight's guest is Michelle Stevens, Charlie Marco, and Monica Lynn Foster. Y'all know how we do it. Tweet, text, Facebook somebody, and let them know we're on. We're getting ready to talk about some single mama dating drama. Hello, everybody. It is so good to be on the show on tonight. And we had a good time last night, but tonight is a special night because we have a special treat coming out from Brown Girls. And y'all know I'm a brown girl. And so I started being a brown girl in 2014. And one thing about us, we like helping our sister scribes out. And so we have this book coming out on tomorrow. And you can pre-order tonight, so that way Amazon can send you your book. But there are other ways now that you can get the book, and I'll tell you about that later. So on the show for right now, I have with me Michelle Stevens. Michelle, do you go by Michelle Lynn Stevens as an author?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so we want to make sure you get that right, because you know, when people Google, we don't want them to lose you. Okay, so it's Michelle Lynn Stevens. And then later on, you're going to hear me say Lynn again, and that's going to be for Monica. So the difference in the two is Michelle, she doesn't have an E on her Lynn. All right, y'all, so Michelle Lynn Stevens. And then I have Sonya Nelson Johnson. And what name you go by?
Sonya Johnston.
Johnson, okay. And so yeah. Sonya Johnson, you're going to Google these people because guess what? We're going to blow up Google.
That's right.
Okay, we're going to blow it up. And so, y'all just get ready. That's all I'm going to say. And Dewan has joined us. Now, we talked about Dewan. Dewan's crazy character last night, Cindy, heart for a heart. And but I asked her to come back on. Now, she doesn't feel well, so she might come in and out, but she's always hanging with me on Truth Heals Hurt. And so she's a regular and also a co-host. And so she jumps in. Can you say hello, Dewan?
Hello.
Okay,
I'm here.
Come in. Okay, because we know you don't feel good tonight. Okay. So let's start with Michelle. Michelle, what's the title of your story? I have it, but I want you to share.
Okay, my story is called Born Again Virgin. Y'all ain't ready for Layla. She want me to tell you about it?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So Layla. She,
I ain't mean to interrupt you, but don't give us all the stuff because you know folks won't buy it.
Well, basically,
okay.
She's somebody that has it all, and she want to go and searching for this greener grass adventure lifestyle. And she the one with the greenest grass, so I don't know what she's looking for, but she finds herself just in some mess and just getting ready to start over. So basically, she runs into Jimmy from the club and. Mess up what she had. So now she's trying to get back right, going back to church, and, thinking she ain't going to find no drama there, but we got a surprise.
Okay, what's your name?
Layla.
Layla, okay. So Layla, got it going on. So, is Layla, how many children Layla got?
She has two girls. They're pre-teenagers. And, this drama that she's caught up in, they're getting to that age where she don't want them learning that. So she's trying to go back to her roots like she knows she should. But she got to be this role model.
we got to get it right. Okay. 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 And so while I talk to Sonya, I want you to give us, sign us a paragraph in your book that you can give us that's juicy, honey, to have us, you know, like running to Amazon to match this key of, say, you know, soul vault, whatever it say. What it say? Put in the cart. What it say, y'all? When you put the book, when you purchase the book, what's the final?
Thank you for your purchase.
I got that quick click stuff because I'm all the time buying books. So mine don't say nothing but gone away from here pretty much because I'm always clicking on it. So go find your chapter for me, Michelle. Now, Sonya, talk to me about your story and the name of your main character.
The name of my story is $100 Money, and my main character is Tasha Jones. Now, Tasha has not been very lucky in love, and so when we come in, we're going to see her getting prepared for a blind date from her sister, Shantae. Tasha's got 6 kids, and anytime a guy comes around, her kids find an opportunity to run her away. And then she's just got this thing with her, because she's been so unlucky that she just feels like she's out of the dating game. She's just not going to find anybody that's going to take her seriously and that she can really have a relationship with. But her sister sees the potential in her, so she hooks her up on a blind date. And before they can even get out the door, the kids are just maddening, and so they're acting up. And so we're going to see some funny points in there. And the kids, like you said, I don't want to give too much away, but some things are going to happen, and Tasha was actually thinking that the guy wasn't going to show up, and she was concerned, and then the kids started acting crazy. She said, you know what, I'm not staying here tonight with these kids. I'm going out with this man, and so we'll see what happens after that.
Oh, so she had to get pushed out the door. Okay. Okay. So are you ready, Michelle, to read us? And so Sonya, while here, Michelle's paragraph that she wants to share, if you look for one of your story, and if y'all don't have it, y'all can tell me what page because I have the book up. So, Michelle, give us that paragraph.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what page this is. So I had cut and paste this out of our draft. But okay, here we go. The thought of being on my own again made me feel so free, but I didn't know what to do with myself. I wasn't really looking for Mr. Right. You know, I had the perfect stepford wife life already, and I was bored plumb crazy. I just wanted to have some of that ever elusive fun I dreamed about. I had worked hard and taken care of people at a young age. I was ready for island escapes on sandy beaches. That's what Jimmy had promised, but he was too busy drinking all the time. I had finally escaped that pit of deception and made myself a promise that I would never get trapped like that again. Mama and Daddy could be still in their graves now, stop rolling over. They raised me in church and taught me better than what I had been allowing to come into my life. I wanted the next man I lived with to be my husband, somebody that I would grow old and gray with. Maybe I would be tired of all of this and be back with my first husband by then. Oh, the confusion. But meanwhile, I found solace in returning to church on a regular basis. I had been to service at Jimmy's grandmother's church a few times, but other than that, I had not been in years. I certainly wasn't trying to go back to his church and run into him. So I accepted my aunt's invitation to her new church, and I loved it. I attended every single week and felt content. But this particular Sunday, I found it hard to focus on the sermon instead of the men sitting alone in their fine suits. And I was feeling the need to shake off that spirit of lust and turn my attention to the announcement lady just in time to hear an answer to my silent prayers. Please take note of the upcoming singles ministry event, It's Just Coffee, to be held this Saturday at 6 p.m. in the Recreational Center. We hope to see you there. I was reluctant, but decided that would be the perfect answer to me getting closer to the life of Riley that I envisioned. I arrived to a nice little setup with small bar tables and no chairs. and the handsome host encouraged us to mill around to different tables, spend about 5 minutes with different people. But it seemed that everybody was just talking to people they already knew. So the thought of mingling with the singles, I thought this might not be for me after all. After about 15 minutes of smiling and leaning on the table with nobody to talk to, I gave up, turned around to leave, and suddenly I felt a tap on my shoulder. "Excuse me, but aren't you the lady who was helping out in the children's ministry a couple of weeks ago?" Startled but pleasantly surprised that someone had remembered me, I struggled to keep my composure as he exuded his charm. It was the host himself. Want me to keep going?
Okay, so what we got is we got to chat up about that. Dewan, are you on here?
I am.
Okay, girl, so like this chick right here, she went to the church. Dewan does a singles ministry thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we like that kind of stuff, right? So now that's what I like about Single Mama Day Drama, this particular book, because it's just so much. Like, it's like watching the stories back in the day, you know, like Days of Our Lives or One Life to Live, because it's just going to come at you all kinds of ways. Like, the one character is going to be trying to kill you, probably. And then here we have the sister at the church.
Right.
Okay, Sonya, you want to read us your chapter?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Let me get started. All right. $100 Money by Sonya Johnston. It was a Saturday night in December, and my house was lit like a Christmas tree. I'm not talking electrical either. I'm talking all six of my kids acting like they had lost their minds lit. My date was 10 minutes late, and I had just popped a Xanax and two of my kids behind. But they weren't fazed, though, because not even 5 minutes later, my three-year-old twins, Jack and Daniel, were hopping across the furniture like they were on a volcano expedition, yelling, "Don't jump in the lava." I watched through squinted eyes as Amina whizzed past me on her brother's hoverboard, the same one I had just told her not to ride in the house, the same one that would start a war if her brother knew she was on it. My oldest two, Rashad and Rashida, had already been sent to their rooms for arguing over whose turn it was to clean the kitchen. My other child, Aisha, the only one with any amount of chill in the house, was curled beside me on the sofa with her headphones and a book. We clung to each other in a sea of madness like Rose and Jack on the Titanic. I shifted the phone from one ear to another. 5 more minutes and you owe me $100 by default, I said to my sister Shantae, who had been complaining about all the noise in the background. Not, she snapped. For $100, you're going to have to give him a full 30 minutes. It doesn't take 30 minutes to get anywhere in Richmond. He's not coming. You owe me $100. What a complete waste of time. I bent down to unzip my beige Michael Kors boots. It had taken half the day to shop for the perfect sweater to match. And don't even mention the wasted 2 hours it took to transform from the old lady who lived in a shoe to someone who was presentable enough for a Saturday night. A lock of freshly curled hair fell into my face as I sank between the cushions. I watched my twins pile up in the middle of the floor. They had switched to wrestling each other over the Batman car as if there weren't at least 3 other cars within arm's reach. Somewhere the ghost of Bebe and her kids were laughing at me. I could feel it. I should have known better, I said. Earlier in the day, I had bet Shantae $100 that Eric, my date, wasn't coming. I finally told him that I had 6 kids. Normally a deal breaker, I was shocked when he still confirmed our time at 7. I was convinced he just didn't have the guts to break it off on the phone. Get it together, Tasha. Eric's not that type of guy. He's coming. If you think so much of him, why aren't you going on a date with him? Because, Grinch, she paused for dramatic effect, he didn't ask for my number. He asked for yours. I hummed, stalking his Facebook page for clues to his whereabouts. He is kind of cute. He is. Don't make me change my mind. Just as I was about to reiterate how he was probably at AT&T changing his number at that very moment, there was a knock at the door. I jumped up and peeked out the peephole. I backed up in shock. He's here. And that's it.
Oh,
so far.
Okay. Oh, we got the mom now. Mom.
I don't know what that is. The ringing is. Okay.
My husband and I together have 6 kids, so that's so funny to me.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah. But
you can imagine, you know all about how 6 kids in one household can create turmoil.
Yeah, my son used to get real sick every time he was talking to me during the day. He'd just be real sick. He can't.
That's funny.
And then I actually can share a part of Michelle's story because everybody kept telling me when I was single to go to the church and join the singles ministry. And the singles ministry will help out and, you know, all that wonderful stuff. I have another one of our sisters on the line. Monica is now here, so I'm going to go ahead and open up her line. Y'all don't have to stay on the whole call, but don't hang up yet because you still got a few more minutes and I have a few more questions. I just wanted to go ahead and open up her line. Hello, Monica.
Hello, Princess. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. We're chatting up, so you can join in and talk to your other two sister scribes about their books, and then we'll get started with yours in just a minute.
Sure. I've been listening. They're good. They're very good.
Hey, it's going to be like one, like a book, you know, with all the stuff all wrapped in. I love it when I can read a book and, like, go several places, you know, especially the anthologies that Brown Girls put out. It's some very talented and gifted writers, very gifted. So in this one, so Michelle, do you have a website? Do you have a Facebook? We got to get the numbers up because, you know, y'all give us a roll. And once they get the this Google and y'all hit the bestsellers list, we got to get y'all. So tell us any social media stuff you have, any way that we can see you. People like to see our faces.
Okay. My website, which also feeds to my blog, that is Michelle Lynn Stevens. That's MichelleLynn. StephensDotcom, MichelleLynnStevens.com. That has a link to all my social media, but I'm on Twitter at AdivasHeart and Facebook at Facebook.com/AdivasHeart. And I appreciate you dropping by.
Yes, she has Born Again Version. And for those of you that are listening, if you want to get autographed copies from any of these authors, I know we worked on one time trying to figure out how to get you you all a copy that was autographed by all of us. I think we're still working on that at Brown Girls. But you can get an autographed copy from any of the authors that are featured in this book. I'm pretty sure they don't mind signing a book for you. You just contact them, and some of the information will be on their website. You can go, like I said, visit their page. Do you have a Facebook author page, or you just have your regular Facebook page?
Adiva's Heart is my author page. Facebook.com slash Adiva's Heart. That's my author page.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, so you get that. Okay, Sonia, tell us how we can get in contact with you.
Well, I'd love to have you visit my website. It's brand new. It's at www.sonialovestowrite.com. That's SONIATOWRITE, sonialovestowrite.com. You can reach me on Instagram at the same address, Sonia Loves to Write. I'm on Twitter at Sonia underscore POV. And my author page on Facebook would be Facebook.com/SoniaLoveToWrite, Sonia Johnston.
And the reason why I'm glad y'all are spelling this is because you get to share this link and this show will stay up there so you can use it at any time, you know, that you want.
That's awesome. Okay.
You can listen. So that's why I'm glad you all spelled it for people, because when they go back, a lot of times people miss the show because of the time. But trust me when I tell you, when I go back to look a couple of days later, there have been a lot of people that miss the show that go back to listen to it. So I appreciate you all spelling it out, you know, and saying it that way, because a lot of times people be trying to look for it. So do you have, Michelle, is this your debut, or do you have any more books?
My debut was in 2012. I self-published The Divorcee Chronicles, Diary of a Divorcee Diva, and that is on my website. love for you to check it out.
Okay, so then you are already getting into the season side of writing. Do you have anything coming?
Well, I'm trying to work on this sequel for that one from 2012, and I got a 3-year-old, and she's taking my pen, typing on the keyboard, so maybe sometime next year.
Okay, well, keep doing it now. I'm talking to myself, too. Keep doing it, because one thing I know about brown girls, I've been with them, like I said, for a while, and people really look at brown girls. And so you're attached to some very wonderful people. Victoria has been writing a long time. Rashonda has been writing a long time. And so they have a lot of connections. And so I tell anybody, you know, get it, writer getting is good. And, you know, utilize the stuff that brown girls will give you. And so they're going to be tweeting. The hashtag is going to be SMDD or either single dating drama. Woman, single mama dating. Sorry, y'all. So that's going to be hashtag single dating drama and then hashtag SMDD, right? Am I leaving anything out on the hashtags, y'all?
Hashtag single mama dating and SMDD, that's right.
Yeah. I don't know. I know I saw the last two. But they're going to be tweeting, especially the authors. They're going to, Jason is very good about tagging us and stuff. And so it's up to us to, like, repeat. So those of you that see it, y'all retweet this stuff because that's how we travel, especially on Twitter. We can be sleeping traveling. And is there anything, I don't want y'all to leave out, anything that you would like for us to know? Sonya, I'm coming to you to see if you have any more projects already. But Michelle, is there anything else you would like to share with us about you, anything else you do outside of writing?
Well, every now and then I do a stage play or a gospel concert, backing up for a band and some poetry, but that's kind of just with my toddler sprinkled in right now. I used to do it a lot more. But hopefully one day I'll put my poetry out in a book. And other than that, I write about real life. I was a social worker. My mom was a social worker, so I've seen a lot of things. And I just need to get it out there, and y'all are encouraging me. So keep doing that.
And you got to. That's what I tell people. I'm not letting anything stop me now. I'm not letting anybody tell me what I cannot do. The way technology is now, I don't have to wait on somebody to put me on a show. I can create my own show. You know, I don't have to wait on people to put me on the radio. I have a very nice audience now. So there's nothing really that you have an excuse, you know, not to do now, because it's just so much and so many opportunities. Now, writing a book is not easy for those of you that are listening, so don't expect for these people to be spitting out books, like, you know, within 30 days, because these get mad at y'all. Y'all put out these anthologies and then y'all don't come back for a whole year. Y'all make them mad. So, for the people listening, it don't work like that. You know, we might get the book out, but it's got to go through Victoria, and she's no joke with the editing. And we have to go through a few people before we can just throw it out there to y'all. Sonya, tell us about you told us about how to reach you. Do you have any more books? This is your first time. Tell us about that.
Yes, this is my first short story. This is the first time I've actually had anything published. My story is I've been wanting to write all my life, and so and at the end of 2015, I said I'm going to make it happen this year because I have so much that I want to say and so much that I've been holding back for a while. And so I'm currently in the editing phase of my full-length novel, Real Love, and so I'm excited, and hopefully I can get that out and hand that over sometime in 2017. That's my goal. In the meantime, if you guys peek the name of the website, Sonya Loves to Write, because I'm not limiting myself just to novels and short stories. I actually write songs, and I write poems, and I'm a screenwriter. My husband's a filmmaker. So I've been devoted because I've had the children, and my focus has been children, family. I run my own business and stuff. But I'm not fulfilled doing that. I need to do what I want to do. And so I'm ready to take off and
this short story and the opportunity to be with brown girls in this anthology is just confirmation that I'm on the right track. And so I'm just excited. I'm very excited. I actually did a poem for the nationally syndicated Tuesday Verses in front of a packed house, and it went over really well. So I was nervous like I'm nervous tonight, but I had to step out on faith like I'm doing now and just go ahead and do it.
Yeah, and I'm so excited because like I said, this is my show. It's sometimes when we talk about crazy stuff because we really get crazy on here. But it's good stuff. It's stuff that heals people, you know, help people to heal, and we just deal with the truth. But tonight I wanted to calm down a little bit, you know, and talk about the book. But with what you all are saying, it's still encouraging to know that we have some authors on here that have already written books. We have some that this is their first time. Like, you really just have to seize every moment and take advantage of opportunities. And Brown Girls does give a lot of them. And so I really appreciate Michelle and Sonya for coming on for my 8 o'clock crew to talk to you all about their side. If you missed the show or if you're joining in now, you can always, y'all know, you can always come back and listen to it. I'm going to post the link. If I don't post the link, you can listen to it at Blog Talk Radio with Truth to Your, Blog Talk Radio / Truth to Your Hurt with Princess, because I'm always just a habit to say with Princess. And we're going to be here. Y'all look for these people online because tomorrow is the excitement. I don't know. I'm like excited as if it's my first time. Because you just never know, you know. So I thank Michelle and Sonya for coming in for the first half. I'm getting ready to move to the second half. Y'all can stay on here if you like. If you decide to hang up, I understand. Because it is a weeknight and people have families and things to do. But I'll see if you ain't even got to announce it. If you just hang up, then I know you had to go. But thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. And before you switch over, I just wanted to say thank you for the opportunity and for holding my hand because this was really great of you. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. And look, I have Truth Heals Hurt, so y'all check out. If y'all have a story to tell that can help somebody else, y'all remember me, okay?
Awesome. All right, thanks.
Okay, my next set of Sister Scribes will be Charlie. Let me open up her line. And we already spoke to Monica, so we're going to get started with Monica first. Monica, tell us how your name is on the book as the author on this book.
Sure. It's Monica Lynn Foster, and my Lynn is Lynne.
Yeah, I told him earlier we got two Lynns. I had to tell him we had two Lynns. Mm-hmm. So I want people to know your name. Let me tell you why. Those of you that are listening, when you Google Princess Gooden, when I first started writing and I Googled Princess Gooden, I did not like what I saw. So I was like, let me add my middle initials or something. Because when people Google me, I don't want them to see this dead man standing up against this wall, or I don't want them. So it's very important for us to put our names out there. So y'all don't think that's crazy. Okay. Now, and my other guest is Charlie. Now, listen, her name is going to be different on Facebook because I was like, I don't see no Charlie Marco. Am I saying it right?
It's Charlie Marco.
But I didn't see that on Facebook, so I saw something else. What's on Facebook?
Okay, so you're my real friend of my the name that's on my birth certificate. But
yeah, see that
Charlie.
That's
yes, I'm. Yeah. So yeah, like that's my. If you know me, like went to school with me, we cool. That's that. But
yeah.
Charlie Marco
okay.
is on Facebook.
Okay. So we want you to find Charlie Marco. Everybody leave.
Yes.
And if you want to another okay. So we got Monica and Monica, this is how we're gonna do this. If you give me just a little bit of your story, then what I'll do is jump over to Charlie and then I want you all to come up with a paragraph that's gonna be good. Not to tell us your whole story, but you know, to get us where we want to get over there to Amazon and hit that purchase this book link. So we're gonna
absolutely. You ready? Okay, it's my line is a little static. Yeah, I apologize if I can't hear you very well.
Oh, no, it's okay. And plus, we have a little delay, too, because we're online.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm. So my story is Never Go Back. And just a quick summary of it. After Janae's heartbreaking divorce, her best friend talks her into speed dating, where she meets the amazing Archer. But just as things are on their way to the next level with her new boo, her ex-husband decides he wants his wife and his daughter back. So will Janae find that going? Look, will Janae find that going back to her ex is best for her family, or are some things better left in the past?
Okay. That's what I told y'all. We're going to have, like, the stories. Because, see, Michelle came with us with the born-again version. We're going to try to go back to church to get this right. And then DeJuan came with us with Cindy, a heart for a heart. I think I'm saying Cindy. With a heart for a heart. And Cindy is talking to a dead man, honey, and calling him a pastor. So y'all already know. And then Sonya had us over there with the kids. Y'all not ready. That's all I'm saying. She had us with the kids. Mama had to decide whether she gonna go on that date or not. And the children were on her nerves. And so now Monica done brought us over here with this here. So let's see why Monica go look for her paragraph. What Charlie getting ready to do to us this with the title of her story.
My title actually came from what we pay. We pay for tax dollars.
Yeah.
The police officers, the firefighters, the AMT. So the title really comes from a true place.
Okay. My tax dollars. So what's this about?
Well, this is about a girl named Gabby. After a hard divorce from Carl, who slept with his secretary and got her pregnant, so he had no choice but to go and be with his new family, she decides to give love a try, just like divorcees do, because she feels like all is not lost, and maybe there is someone to love her for real and love her the way that she deserves. So when she's not looking, but she's looking, she meets Big Nate. And she thought Big Nate was the answer to her prayer, the list that she kept secretly in her Bible. And Nate takes her on a ride of her life with his jaws of life, but was not trying to extinguish the fire.
Ooh.
Okay. Well, Jesus. So, okay. I'm just getting excited. That's all I can tell you. Tomorrow, some of y'all gonna have to wait till tomorrow. But see, I'm the kind of person where I pre-order, so that way tonight at 12, I can see what I want to see. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm the pre-order because I'm gonna need that to come in. And Amazon's so sweet sometimes that they pop that. You know, if you pre-order, they pop it up there real quick. You know, a little bit before 12 sometimes. But see, I'm 2 hours behind you all, so it's 6:36 on my side of the world, so that means it will pop in like a couple of hours before so that I can brag about this. I don't know if y'all, the listeners, are paying attention, but this is a book you want to buy. That's all I'm going to say. It's going to keep your
you're
attention.
Right, because, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because go ahead.
I think for single moms, well, I'm like I said, this is my walking, living, breathing testimony. Like everybody, I always focus on the single girl, or you know, the married, you know, like saved and being single, and you know, love languages being married. But you know, we have our own story too. You know, we walk in the truth, and it's ugly at times. And I feel like this is a great voice for the single moms.
Mm-hmm. Because I even think when they did the Motherhood Diaries, which is another anthology that Rashonda did, I love the stories in there, but I'm telling you, this one right here, the writers, Brown Girls, look, y'all went somewhere with this. Like, y'all took us so many different angles with Single Mama Dating Drama.
And your sisters are still on the line, so what I'm going to do is let's leave their lines open just in case they have something they want to say while I, you know, chat with you all. Because I like for my show to be kind of like a, you know, now I don't want to say no gossip column, but that's what we do. We get all into it, the nitty gritty. Okay, so Monica, you ready to read us that paragraph?
I am. It's a little bit longer than a paragraph, but not much.
That's okay. That's okay. Because I okay. think everybody kind of take us, you know, give us the meat. So you're good.
Yes. Okay. All right. Okay. So whoever said speed dating was the way to get back into the dating world had never tried it. I shook my head as the man who just told me that he didn't want to be gay no more and was going to try this woman thing left my table. I glanced at my watch, then pinched the bridge of my nose and frowned. Only 40 minutes had passed since the first loser took his place in front of me, and in my head I cursed my best friend Melody for roping me into this tragedy of an evening. You need to get out, Janae. Your divorce has been final for over a year. How long are you going to hold the torch for the man who left you and his little girl to be a father to someone else's kid? Melanie had baited me. Knowing the minute she brought my only child, Shayna, into the conversation, I'd be open to whatever she suggested. My silence encouraged her to continue. I really think you should sign up for the church's speed dating event next Friday. It's a safe way to get back into the flow of dating. And at least all the men will have some kind of relationship with God. That's a good start, right? I wanted to ignore her, but I couldn't. My parents were celebrating their 40th wedding anniversary in 2 weeks, and I was determined to show up with the date. There was no way I was giving my entitled older sister one more opportunity to taunt me with another failure, and not having a date for the party would be as big a failure as my divorce.
Mm. Yeah, them mamas don't like to go places. Not without a date, especially when you're talking about weddings and all kind of stuff.
It'll drive you to speed date.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. And see, I kind of went that way in my story. I kind of went where she didn't have no date for the wedding, you know, of her ex boyfriend. And so he wanted their 2 month old baby to be in the wedding. In the wedding. So just making up.
That's good.
And so I did that where she felt like she had to find a date. And, you know, we'll go to extremes to get this date now. Yes. You are the winner, no matter where you came from. You just smile. Look, we need to dress like this, and I'll meet you at your house.
Right.
We ain't even got to ride together. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know about you still. You know, I'm still trying to check you out. So that's what I love about you. That you see, we could go all over the place with single moms.
Mm-hmm.
And last night when I did Dewan's, and I did it's so sad because dating is not like it used to be. It is not, and I don't care what nobody say. My husband and I was like, we're gonna just try to make this really work. We're not gonna. When you want to think like, if I go backwards, what would that be like? Dating is not the same. It is not the same. And I started before. To use a story that my husband tells, and he's not proud of it, but he talks about him meeting this girl online, and he's military, so he met her online, and he couldn't see her for about 6 months. So you talk online, you know, for about 6 months. And when he finally saw her, she was deaf, and he was so disturbed. Like, he didn't know that she had this problem, so then I start laughing, and I wasn't picking at the girl because she was deaf, but I was just picking at the fact that people can be whoever they want to be online. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, they can be whoever they want to be, and, like, you don't know if they're in, you know, if they have a handicap. You don't even get to choose whether or not you want to be, you know, dealing with that type of stuff because people are not as honest. Or like we said last night, people don't just start off a conversation with, hi, my name is Michael, I have herpes. You know, they don't do that.
Right, no, nobody does that.
No, so you just be stuck, and that dating game is not good. It's just no fun. No fun. So if you will give me your chapter, Charlie. Okay. So this is my tax dollars hard at work. So
okay.
Here we go. 5 days passed, and Nate was on my mind. Although we talked every day since meeting, I wanted to see him. We had moved from WYD text messages to rehearsed phone calls. I have to admit, he sparked my curiosity just a bit. His last words resonated in my spirit. We're too old for rules. Could he be right? Whatever it was, I was captivated by Nathan Everett. I had it bad and he had it good. I tried hard not to be easy by following the dating rule book to a T. I liked and followed all of these motivational men and pastors on social media with the hopes of building my stamina for celibacy. 90 days? Damn, that's a long time. But that's how long it's been since I felt the touch of a man. I had grown weary trying to act like a lady and think like a man while being saved and satisfied. A girl like me have needs. They say, never grocery shop when you're starving. Unhealthy things such as junk food and ding-dongs will end up in your basket. Well, our love appetite works the same way, and I was hungry. Okay, bump it. I was famished, and he might as well have been an Oreo, and he knew it too. My love levels were low, and I was craving a good hearty meal that would satisfy my love appetite. I wanted Nate to be my main course, but I was only his appetizer or a sweet treat to indulge in occasionally. When can I see you again, Nate asked. Tonight may work. So much for my celibacy vow. 5 days was a lifetime to have a juicy steak dangling in front of you. Besides, like he said, we're too old for rules.
I told y'all to get ready. I told y'all. I got listeners on here. If you want to ask a question while they're on here, but they will not be telling you how the story ends. They will not be telling you. I have some listeners, and if you do have a question, feel free to press one. But y'all know how we do it. If you want to know how the story goes, go on over to Amazon. You can do the Kindle version or you can do the paperback. Are all of you doing, and I'm asking all of the ones of you that are on the call tonight, are all of you doing autographed copies?
Yes.
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 Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. It's a delay.
I'm sorry. I came in late because I had it muted so that, you know, I wouldn't interrupt you guys. But, yes, I'm Sonya's doing it too.
Okay. So all of the authors today are doing autographed copies. Listen, you don't have to know us for us to do autographed copies for you. We can spell your name. We can put your name nicely in the book. You do want autographed copies because I'm telling you, these are some of the best authors that you, and it's going to be so good to have these authors autograph these books and you have them for future. So you can brag about the fact that, like, one of us has, this is our debut. So I remember Sonya when I got her first book. It's pretty cool, I'm telling you. So y'all go ahead and order it from them. You don't have to order off Amazon. You don't have to order off Barnes & Noble. It's going to be on iTunes, iBooks, and it's going to be a couple of other places. A lot of people order books from Jason Frost. They try to go through his bookstore. So there are going to be a lot of places where you can order. But if you want an autographed copy, you're going to go have to visit these websites and these Facebooks and let these authors know that you want an autographed copy from them. And like I said earlier in the show, we're trying to figure out how with the anthologies to get you a full signature copy where all of the authors sign, and that's going to be a great, great day. Monica, if you'll tell us how to get in. Well, first I need to know if this is your debut, which I know it is not, but I'm going to just ask the question like I asked everybody else. And then right after that, tell us how we can get in touch with you.
Sure. I thank you for this. This is, I think, my fourth or fifth book. My debut actually was Bad Choices Can Be Deadly. It's part of the Chanel series books, And it follows the life of Chanel, who's the main character. She's beautiful. She's outwardly successful. But inside, she's a hot mess, and she is drawn to relationship drama. And as the story unfolds, the question becomes, will the mistakes and the sins of her past come back to haunt her because somebody does not make it out alive? So that's the first book, and the second book in that series is Hands Off My Man. And I actually have a free download right now on my website, which is Today Is Your Last Day, Say What? And that is a book where I chronicle my journey for the first 24 months after I was released from corporate America. And so I talk about the lows and the lowers and then the highs of, you know, doing things my own way. So the best way to reach me is on my website, MonicaLynnFoster.com, and Lynn is L-Y-N-N-E, MonicaLynnFoster.com, or on Facebook, Monica Lynn Foster. And then I do have a book page on Facebook, which is Books by Monica Lynn Foster. So those would be the best ways to reach me for my writing.
Okay, that is awesome. And now, Charlie, talk to us about it. Now, Charlie, you just did a show with somebody who you was on TV or something.
Oh, yeah. I'm a part of the Brunch and Slay movement in Houston, Texas, where we, you know, get together behind fashion and food. That's what women love. That's that common thread that brings us all together. And we network, and it's an amazing event. We give the money back to charity. So I'm a part of that. As well. So, yes, I was on TV in Dallas promoting that. And now I'm here with you promoting Single Mama Dating Drama.
Yes.
Yes.
So, is this your baby? Or this is your, you got some more books?
I have some more books. My first book is From the Floors to the Forest, where I challenge women to think deep before they leap into marriage, because I didn't. Then I have another book, The Ties That Bind, with another author. So this is kind of book number, I guess, three for me.
Yeah.
And it feels good. You know, it feels good.
Mm-hmm. What's the first one again? Can you say that name again? From the what to the what?
From the florist to the forest.
Oh, florist. Ooh, that's good. Okay.
Yeah, because we're so focused on the flowers and the superficial trappings that we don't focus on what's important, and we end up in a very deep, dark place. And that's kind of written from my point of view, my testimony. But I don't mention my ex-husband, but of course, but I talk about the lessons that, because I got married during the era of Bridezilla. So that's kind of like where that, you know, you see it all and you have it all, but you don't have it. And so that's kind of where that book title came from.
Yeah. Okay, so, and then for Monica, do you do anything other than write? Because I like for everybody to know if you have a business or something out there. And if I miss the other ladies, y'all feel free to chime in. I like for people to know if you, you know, if you're doing some other things.
Yeah, I do, and I really, again, I appreciate the opportunity to share. I do have a natural body and hair products line. It's called Naturally You, and we do have a website. It's naturallyyoubodyandhair.com, and we go by the same name on Facebook, and I'm very excited because we are maybe 3 weeks away from our full launch. We've done a soft launch right now, and we started the company as my best friend and I, and we started because we were both having just crazy bouts of dry hair, damaged hair, dry skin, eczema. Things were going on with us, and commercial products were not fixing it. And as we started really reading and learning more about what was in the commercial national brands, we realized that a lot of that was contributing to what we were experiencing within our bodies and in our hair. And so through God's grace and guidance and direction, we took what He provides already in nature and put it together in a way that it, you know, the products moisturize our bodies and our hair. It locks in, seals in the moisture, and people are experiencing almost unbelievable results. But, I mean, through God, all things are possible. So it's believable, but it's unbelievable. So I just welcome anyone to go onto our website It's still a work in process. I will say that right now, so all the images are not up. But the testimonies are there, and you can see where, you know, after 1 month, you know, someone's hair has grown, you know, grown tremendously. People with genetic baldness are starting to see hair come in. It's just, it's amazing, and we know that it's from God, and we think He gave it to us to share with others, and so that's what we are doing.
That's awesome. That is awesome, and I love to support. And I think Monica, it's you that's trying to support the businesses, like for Christmas gifts. One of y'all was trying to support.
No, I don't. Oh, yeah. Look, I'm like, that wasn't me. Yes, it was. Somebody started that on Facebook, and I thought it was a wonderful idea where they were, you post and tell people, especially small businesses, share your links, because that could be a great way for people to shop for the holidays. Shop for Christmas, mm-hmm. and spend money within your community or supporting, you know, small businesses. So yes, and if you go through my on my Facebook page and kind of go down the thread, which it may be kind of far down now, but you'll see a ton of different opportunities to, you know, show support for smaller businesses for the holidays.
Yeah, so if you tell us like a word or something that may be in that post, people can do Control F. And it actually will scroll down as far as it can to maybe find a little bit.
I'll be able to tell you that by the end of the show. So I got to go and find a good keyword.
That's okay. Yeah, so I would like Christmas, anything. So then it'll pull up anything that has Christmas in it.
Okay, that's a good tip.
So again, I have Michelle Lynn Stevens online. Her story is Born Again Version. Sonia Johnston, and that's Johnston, right, Sonia?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and her story, again, tell me your title again.
$100 Money.
$100 Money. Y'all got some cool titles, I like it. Monica Lynn, and that Lynn is with an E, Foster. Her story is
yes.
Never Go Back. And then Charlie Marco, her story is My Tax Dollars at Work. And then Dewan, like I said, she doesn't feel well. She had some minor surgery today. So she was going to join me and do like a co-host thing. But her story is A Heart for a Heart. And then I had a few other people that were saying that they were going to try to come on the show. But I understand people have stuff to do. Right now I'm going to, again, the story is Single Mama Dating Drama. I'm trying to see if I can see the other authors that are on here. And y'all help me, please, because I don't want to mispronounce somebody's name, and normally I ask people. But I think Denise, is that Anquanette? Do y'all know?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, okay. We actually don't live too far from each other, so it's Anquanette.
Anquanette. Okay, so I'm saying it right. Patricia A. Bridewell, Trina Charles, Tamika Farley Daughtry. We already introduced to you Monica Lynn Foster, myself, Candace Y. Johnson, Sonia, she's on here, Michelle Cornwell Jordan. And then, y'all, we got about three Michelles on here. So the one that's on the call today is Michelle Lynn Stevens. if you want an autograph, copy, and you try to reach out to me, that's the one I'm going to refer you to. But Michelle Cornwell Jordan, Charlie Marco, she's online, Michelle Mitchell, Dewan, y'all know Dewan, she's a regular, Jasmine K. Rogers, Sharita is not feeling well, and y'all keep her in your prayers. Sharita L. Smith, and she's actually my original sister scribe. We took classes with Victoria. Michelle Lynn, see, she's online. That's the one I told you. If you say something to me about Michelle, I'm going to think you're talking about her, so get ready. Kimberly D. Taylor and Leanne B. Wright. So these are some great authors. I have not read all of the stories yet because I did purchase the book myself, and I would like to see it when it's downloaded on my Kindle. But I also will be autographing copies of the book for those of you who want them. But listen, if you're listening to my show, y'all know how I do. I like to support my sisters. So listen, you don't have to get this autographed copy book from me. You can get it from one of my sisters on the show today because we're all in this together, and I really feel like we should support. Another thing I need for you all that's listening to do is do the reviews, please. We need the reviews. If you like the book, if you like a story in the book, Amazon does not care if you put "I like the book." We can still get credit if you go on there and it's like, man, it's a good book. We still get the credit. For those of you that want to order your paperback offline, there are going to be some book signings in different places. And the good thing about these authors is we live all over. You know, people are in Atlanta. People, where are y'all from on this call?
Michigan.
Houston.
I'm from Durham, North Carolina.
I'm from Central Virginia.
Okay, see, so we're coming at y'all all kind of ways. And right now, as a military spouse, I'm in El Paso. My family in Atlanta, y'all know. Get an Atlanta author that's on this book. DeJuan, I think, Tamika's in Atlanta. I'm not really sure who else. But listen, go to their book sign and support, because Single Mama Dating Drama will be a bestseller. And you're going to want one of these books. One of these books. It's a very attractive book also to have on your shelf. Okay, y'all, it's coming to a close. Anybody got anything they want to close with? Please keep in mind you can listen to this call a little bit later. Ladies, it's on the call. If you have some people who missed the call and you would like the link, I'm going to post it on my page, and feel free to copy it. You don't have to share it, you know, try to keep me linked to it. As long as they listen, they'll let me know, you know, people listen. Because a lot of times when you start tagging and stuff, it gets lost in the sauce. You know what I'm saying? You can't keep up. And you can't respond to a lot of people that's asking you questions. Anybody else have anything to say before we close out?
Well, Princess, I did find a good way to find the that page with the small businesses. It's actually, the hashtag is support small businesses.
Okay.
And that should get you there. Or Christmas gifts, that'll get you there too.
Yeah, and see, let's do that. Let's try that. I think that's really cool. My T-shirts are coming out, and the T-shirts say "Stop Lying, Truth Heals Hurt." And so I already have some people who want this shirt, and it's so funny to me. I'm like, I didn't think anybody would want to wear it, but a lot of people want y'all to stop lying. They're gonna help. Wearing these shirts. But that's some of the Christmas gifts I will be giving to some of my family members just to advertise my radio show. So that's how I'm going to do it. So I'll probably post that link on there.
Yeah,
so,
please do.
Yeah, I'll probably post that one. Because even though I do the books, my family, I have a very good support system. Okay, y'all, so it's been a great night. I love y'all. And next week, Sunday. Thank y'all. I can't do this without y'all. Jonathan Roy is coming on here. If you know him, if you follow him, it's Victoria Christopher Murray's political twin. But he comes with a lot, so y'all ain't ready for his show. But it will be next Sunday with me. So y'all tune in.
Oh, no, okay. It's time to go. But I'll be back next week, same day, same time, but with a different guest. I'm out.